The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Mind Aware, 662.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs, where you discover how to make money by being happy and how to get paid for being you. I am your host, Dana Wild, and I'm so happy you're here. You can learn more about me at danawild.com. Dana Wild with an E at the end, danawild.com. Today, on today's show, we are going to talk about attracting customers to your store. And really, this also applies to attracting clients to your business, attracting clients to your website, any kind of wanting to get more leads, more sales, more customers. You're going to like today's show. I'll tell you what happened. We had somebody write in, and I'm going to give you the exact, actually, maybe I'll just read it. It's probably easiest. Here is what she wrote. I want to attract more customers to my store. I'd like to be more effective at marketing my store so I can attract more customers and quit my day job. I've tried marketing through social media on Facebook and Instagram and running sales on my website to attract more customers. I work full-time 40 hours a week in a day job, and so making time for my business has been difficult. I would love to get to the place where I can quit the day job and do this full-time. But I think there's a huge block in the way with mindset. I grew up in poverty, and I've never seen any of my family members reach the level of success I'm hoping to achieve, so maybe my brain doesn't even believe it's possible. Really nice email. Thank you so much for writing all of that in details, because it'll be very helpful as we go through and talk about this. I'm especially happy that you wrote in, because your situation is going to be a really good jumping off point for everybody who's trying to learn or understand brain training and the importance of leveraging your mindset. So let's get into it. I've got several points to make. The first point I want to talk about in talking about brain training in a deeper, more meaningful way is, why is brain training important? Why are your thoughts important? Why is the way that you're thinking right now important in creating the results you're getting? So you are having thoughts about your business right now that those thoughts are directly responsible for the thoughts you're getting. And so I'm going to give you a few layers and a few pieces on this. The first immediate answer that I want to talk about here in this first point that I'm making is that you have a reticular activating system inside of your brain. All of us have a reticular activating system. And if we can start to realize that this part of our brain is a little matchmaker that sits in our head all day, every day, sifting through the mucky muck, sifting through all the colors and sounds and sensations and sights and everything that you see, and it brings into your awareness whatever you're thinking about, whatever you're talking about. Whatever thoughts you have, it brings into your awareness. Now, you've heard me say this before, and you've probably had this experience yourself. You've been thinking about getting a new car. You have been thinking about having a baby. You start to see cars everywhere. You start to see babies everywhere. You're thinking about love, or you're feeling bad about love. You start to see loving couples everywhere, right? So whatever is on your brain, your reticular activating system picks it up. We get that. If you've been listening for more than 5 minutes to the show, you know that I've talked about this over and over again and the importance of the reticular activating system and the importance of thinking better thoughts. The piece I haven't maybe stressed as much, and so I want to make a second point here about your brain and about the results that you're getting. The second point I want to make is there's another reason why you want to be thinking better thoughts than the thoughts that you're thinking now. You know, I can sit here and give you quote unquote business advice that you can get all over the internet all day long, where they're saying like, well, you should be running ads on Facebook and you need to pick your target audience and you should be doing stories on Instagram. And I can give you a whole list of to-dos. And you know what? None of those will work if this thinking that you've got going right now stays the same. This is why people have a challenge building businesses. It's not just you. People have a challenge building businesses because they're out there listening to all the action advice. They're taking all that action, but they're not doing the one thing that you're obviously willing to do because you wrote in. So big old applause for you for writing in. And that is shift your thinking. And I'm going to tell you exactly how to do that here in just a minute. But point number two that I want to make here that I haven't said yet is that the way you think affects the access you have to good ideas. So when you're having negative thinking or when you're feeling frustrated or when you're feeling overwhelmed or you're feeling like, oh, that kind of frustration where you just wish you could figure it out, you are constricting the creative pathways in your brain. You literally do not have access to good ideas. And so the ideas that you can access aren't necessarily ideas that can move your business forward. When you start to think better thoughts, that lead to better emotions, when you get happy, when you get hopeful, when you have momentum behind happy, helpful, hopeful, positive, believing, knowing, joyful thoughts, when you really start to feel like, oh my gosh, this is working and I love my business and it's getting better and better. When you really start to feel that, what happens is you open up creative pathways in your brain and you get access to better ideas and your reticular activating kicks in and you start to see things that have been in front of your face the whole time, but you never noticed them and you never thought to try them as ideas. So it's not like as brain trainers, you're not going to take any action in your business. Of course, you're going to take action, but you're going to take better action and you're going to take different action because you're going to take action from ideas that you accessed from a feel-good, happy, primed brain. Okay? So point number three I want to make, having made point number one and two, is what choice do you have except to be a brain trainer? Like, really, what choice do you have? You must do this step. It's an absolute must. If you want to attract customers to your store, then you must start to feel and say and talk about it as though it's already happening. The reason I like to think about the reticular activating system like a matchmaker is if you think about it that way, like every word I say is matching up, every word I think is matching up, then it becomes easier to think better thoughts. So if you're thinking thoughts right now that sound like, ah, I don't have enough customers in my store, I want to attract more, your brain says, aye, aye, let me match that up for you. If you're thinking thoughts like, I wish I was more effective at marketing my store so I could quit my day job and attract more customers, your brain says, aye, aye, let me match that up for you. And so these thoughts that you're thinking, your brain is supporting you 100%. And so this is the work, right? This is the play that we do as brain trainers, is how to think better thoughts, how to ease into better thoughts, how to start talking about things as though it's shifting. We might not be able to go, I easily attract my ideal client every day. I mean, that's just silly. But we might be able to start saying things like, okay, I get this, and I like focusing my brain, and I like thinking different thoughts, and I like the idea that I will find my method, and I like the idea that I can relax around this and just start to feel more hopeful, and I am hopeful, and I like what I'm doing, I like my service, and I like who I'm servicing, and I like the products I have to offer, and I have a mission in my business, and I like the mission that I've got, and I like all of the ways that I can focus my brain and think better thoughts, and I like the idea that there are all sorts of clients out there that need what I have to offer, and I like the idea that when I think better thoughts, I have a better chance of them finding me, and I'm open to them finding me, and it will be fun as they find me. And I can see that this is working when I think more positively. I do feel better about my business. So one really easy way to brain train, and everybody can do this immediately right now, is just to take a few minutes every single day and list the things that are going right in your business. Even if it's just a few things, you know, if you can think of three things a day that are going right, and even just repeat those three things over and over again throughout the day as you think about them. If you can think of more, great. If you can only think of one, then think of that one. But if you can think of a few things, even if they're silly things. So today it could be like, wow, I listened to a really great podcast that made me feel better about my business. I sure love that Dana Wild, right? So that can be your one for today. Or you can think about, you know, oh, I had a good idea, or I watched a good video, or oh my gosh, I did get an order on my website, or I talked to a friend at my day job and she was really positive about my business. These are all things that are going right. Find things that are going right. The more you just sit and list those things that are going right, the more your brain will find other things that are going right, the more you'll get better ideas, okay? So step number four, or tip number four rather, that I want to give you here, I want to talk about this being raised in poverty piece, because a lot of us can identify with that. You know, I was certainly raised with no means in a single household, you know, single parent, doing her best. And I know how that feels. I know how it feels to get messages from not only your household, but from the culture that are not necessarily supporting what your dream is. But, and this is a big but, this only matters if you think it matters. So what happens to us in our past really makes no difference. What matters is the story we tell about what happens in our past. So I'm going to say that again. What happens to us, what has happened to us, doesn't matter. What matters is the story we tell about what happens to us. There are people who are crazy wealthy, right? Insanely wealthy, the biggest, most wealthiest in our world, who came from extreme poverty. And their story says, I came from extreme poverty, and that's why I was so hungry and I was able to be so successful. I came from extreme poverty, and that's what drove me, and that's why I'm a success. So it's your responsibility to think in your head and create the story that you want to tell about the circumstances that you had. So that's enough about that. You're a good brain trainer. I know you are going to rock that new story, and you're going to practice that new story, and you're going to feel good. And can you feel the power behind saying, you know what? I was raised poor, and that's what made me a success. That's what made me so hungry. That's what got me there. I was driven, but I was driven in a happy, positive, fun, light, and easy way because I'm a brain trainer who gets it, right? Okay, last point, point number five, big deep breath. Give yourself a break and relax. You know, it's really easy when we have these big dreams to feel that pressure of being driven, or that not feel good of being driven. And I don't want to come from that energy. I want you to build your business for the joy of building your business. Get lost in the details. Get lost in the joy of it. Get lost in your mission. Get lost in all the feel good of it. Don't get too wrapped up into where I think I should be by now. Ugh, that's so yucky, right? Just relax. Give yourself a break. Have some fun with this. Trust that things are unfolding in perfect timing. It's all unfolding perfectly. Love your day job. Your day job supports your business because it gives you the freedom to think those positive thoughts and let your business grow on its own. You've got the financial basis coming from that. Really just relax and allow and give yourself a break and know that it's happening, because you know what? You totally have got this.
Do you find it overwhelming to try market your business everywhere? Wouldn't it be nice if you could find one marketing method that brought you leads and clients and simplified your business? If so, you'll want to discover your marketing superpower. Take the Marketing Superpower quiz at yourmarketingsuperpower.com to find out the marketing method that's best suited for you. And the best part is, it's free. When you discover your marketing superpower for free at yourmarketingsuperpower.com, you can focus your marketing and work fewer hours. Plus, you'll be using your natural gifts, which makes marketing easier. You'll be using the marketing method that's perfect for your personality. Go to yourmarketingsuperpower.com right now and take the quiz. It's free, and in just a few minutes, you'll know how to market your business the easy way and get more leads today.